I have a friend of mine that's in the building. He co-wrote a book with what's the guy? Dashir?
Dashir.
And I got my man UE affiliate Alamaj. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? What's up, people? How y'all doing?
Now, you got a lot of stuff going on. I read your bio, and you know you're doing radio, TV, music, and now you have this book out. Tell me about the relationship guidebook.
The relationship guidebook.
Mm-hmm.
I keep telling this story because it's crazy how the whole thing came about. We never actually planned to do a guidebook. You know, it was, I would have these crazy stories and I'd come back and, you know, tell the share. And he'd keep telling me that, you know, we got to write a book, man. You got to, he kept telling me to write a book. He's like, yo, you got to write a book. You got to write a book. I'm like, man, I ain't writing no book. You know what I mean? We just sitting here talking or whatever. And after a while, I'm like, you know what, man, I tell you what. I write the book if you come write the book with me, you know what I mean? Because I ain't sitting down writing no book. He got a background in literacy.
Okay.
You know, he was the editor at Vibe and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, how long did it take you to write the book?
Honestly, it took about 2 years.
Okay.
About 2 years. I mean, that was just because we were slacking off with mainly me saying, I ain't writing the book. Because we actually started off with a way different book. Like, this book was going in. It was like, yo, if you want to, you know, if you want to have threesomes and you want to be, like, I was going in, like, straight up.
Yeah.
This is what my stories were about. You know, I come back saying, like, yo, I had such and such
right,
or whatever.
Right.
So after a while, we wrote that book. And we read it and was like, yo, we can't do this. You
know? Now, normally relationship books are geared towards women.
Right.
Now, who is this book? I know who the book is geared towards, but who is it? Tell my audience who the book is more geared towards, because it's, you have a very interesting slant on all your chapters.
Right.
So
the sad fact about it all is, you know, women read more than men do. You know, so this is the main thing why we didn't want to put out that first book.
Mm-hmm.
But we also didn't want to be biased in the book at all. So we didn't want to say, all right, ladies, if he's won't let you answer your or look through his phone, he's doing this. We, on the flip side, just put honesty out there as a human being, you know? So it didn't matter if you were white, black, gay, bi, whatever you were going through. Nobody likes to be lied to. Nobody likes to be cheated on or any of the stuff that we go through. So we put that out there to just say, here's a general, at the very basic level, here's some things you should probably follow if you want a good relationship.
Okay.
You know?
Now, how much of the book was based on your past relationships? And I know, like, just by dealing with some authors, they had to do research too, but how much was it past relationships, personal past relationships of yourself, and just research and just by talking with different people?
Well, being that we wrote the book, we had to relate to everything. So first and foremost, everything is from our lives. But also, in addition to that, it's not just from our lives. We went out and did research because I didn't want anybody to look at us like, oh, who you guys think you are, you know, that you can say whatever. A lot of the times it would be, you know, we would interview various women, various men, all different age groups, and just say, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Dashir would sit down and have a radio conversation with somebody and open up a topic. Some of these things will make it into the book.
Okay. Know? Now, I want to talk about some of the chapters. Like I said, I don't want to give away everything, but you know, I want to talk about the beginning of the book. It's called Status Symbols. And you have all these equations on relationships. And, you know, can you break it down? Because, to be honest, when I was reading it, I swear I was doing math again. So I was like, wow, what the hell is this?
Well, I mean, it's what we do a lot. Your status symbol is, you know, if you sleep with a girl, this is not all in all cases, but you sleep with a girl and she automatically think we're an item now.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, well, you know, why was you talking to such and such? Or what? You're not my girl. You know what I mean? We never sat down and, I mean, we cool. I like hanging out with you. I appreciate what we do.
Right.
You know, but we never said that, you know, this was anything more than what we do from the times that what we do. You know?
Okay. Now, what is the time period to determine a status in a relationship? What is that good time period?
It immediately.
Okay.
Immediately, because you have to be open about what you want, you know? If you're dating somebody, and don't assume, like, that's another thing that we go into. No action defines anything, mm-hmm. you know? Only, you know, the two people coming to an understanding does that. Like, I mean, even to the point of if you living with somebody,
right.
that don't mean that you two are an item. You know what I mean?
That's interesting.
You got to think about that. Just because this woman is in your house or this man is in your house, that don't mean that he's supposed to be faithful to you. Okay. You know, that has nothing to do with that. I mean, if you guys have not said, hey, I want to be monogamous with you, mm-hmm. you know, or you're that chick or you're that dude or whatever, then am I just supposed to assume? If you leave assumptions open, a lot of things can be assumed, you know, mm-hmm. and then things start to go all kind of crazy.
Now, speaking of that, one part of the book, you know, you wrote about cheating mm-hmm. and stating that it's a mentality and a personality trait.
Right.
And you mentioned certain famous people who cheated, you know, like Tiger Woods, Bill Clinton, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, can you say more men are likely to go out there and cheat than women are? I know the men, they're like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, nah, I mean, keep it all the way... I'll be quite honest, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? I don't respect nobody that got to feel as though they got a lie. You okay. know what I mean? Man, woman, nothing like that. You know what I mean? If you feel as though you got a lie, then your pimping ain't as good as you thought it was.
Right.
Flat out. You know what I mean? Okay. If you can't tell a chick that, hey, this is what I want, you know, whatever, whatever. I mean, because I know in my situation, mm-hmm. my woman, I see a girl, hey, I just seen a girl earlier. I got her number. I told her. As soon as I got in the car, I said, yo, shorty was beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, she said that. When you getting there? Mm-hmm. You know, this is what we do. But this is the lifestyle I live. Not to say that everybody got to live that lifestyle. Right. You know what I mean? But at the same time, if you going to make that commitment, make that commitment.
Right.
If you're not, then don't. You know, I mean, if a man should be able to stand on his own too, I don't need no baby moms right, or no right. girls to hold my car note down or come bail me out or none of that. You know what I mean? I can handle my own, so I don't need to deal with all that old other stuff.
Okay, now, with cheating, it comes a possibility of breaking up.
Right.
And one of your chapters, mm-hmm. You talk about the art of breaking up. You know, the do's and don'ts. So who does it affect more? It's kind of interesting. You had a slant on that. Why is that?
Because we don't talk straight up.
Yeah,
men,
you're right.
Like you and your boy is never going to sit down and say, yo, she hurt me straight up. You know what I mean? Like, y'all never going to have that conversation. It's like, mm-hmm. yo, we ain't together no more. Word? Yeah, well, what's Sasha doing? You know what I mean? You on to the next. And
right.
in reality, well, you hurt because the stupid stuff that you do. You know, you calling her at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I've done that.
You stalking her. You know,
shout out to Phyllis out there. I love you, Phyllis. That's my fiance.
Some people not going to admit to it, but some people been out there stalking.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that don't know what stalking is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, let me help you out. I mean, you should not be checking her Facebook, her Twitter to see who she talking to.
Okay. That is my last question.
You cannot do that. That is not cool.
I do that.
You cannot do that.
I don't know why.
You have to trust her.
I do trust her.
No, you don't.
I do. No. Seriously, I do. Okay, look. I love you, Phyllis. I do trust her, but sometimes, you know, like when you get into, we were just talking about this today before I came on the air. Like, sometimes we just argue, but we've been together for 4 years,
uh-huh.
and then we made that commitment. Yeah, we got engaged and everything.
Right.
Now it's like, okay, we got through all like the rough time, and we know that it's not going to be smooth.
Right.
I mean, so like we can expect that, and she made a good point. She was just like, you know, you can't always say this. I was like, okay, yeah, you're right.
Don't get me wrong.
I mean, you gotta. A compromise. You gotta come like in the middle.
Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The information should be open.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if your shorty wanted to check your stuff, mm-hmm. she should be able to.
Yeah.
You know, that's not.
I don't have a problem with that. Yep.
But, mm-hmm. however, without any prior knowledge, that shouldn't go down.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
You're
you
right.
shouldn't be like, let me see who she talking to. what she was talking to such and such about.
No, I don't do that.
Who in her inbox?
No,
I mean,
now check this out. Now this is my last question. Now I had to talk about this because I've seen this on the social networks, especially Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, people post their status, then they don't post, then they say it's complicated, right. Then they say single, then they air all their business, then they get back together. I mean, me personally, it kind of makes them look a little silly to be airing all that stuff out. When people post their status and changing it and leaving comments, is that a smart thing to do?
Yes. And let me.
Are you serious?
Yes. Let me tell you why.
Get off my show.
Hold on. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. You might agree with me here. Yeah. All right. You got to think. Most of the people that's on Facebook are, you know, in their 20s or early 30s.
True.
You know what I mean? Especially in your early 20s. Mm-hmm. How can I say this on the radio? You are very open to the opposite sex.
Right.
You know,
right.
You are very friendly mm-hmm. at that age, men and women. You trying to meet as many people as possible.
Okay.
So if you're in a relationship right now and you're probably around 19 to 24, you've been cheated on at some point.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's happened. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Especially with women, because they go through this phase when they go from innocence to experience, and in between there, it's like so many dudes. And it's so easy for a chick to sleep with a dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All they have to do is show up.
You're right about that.
You ain't got to put in no effort or nothing. You know, these dudes, a lot of these dudes is thirsty. You know what I mean? They go sleep with anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. Thank God I'm not like that anymore.
So, to an extent, it's good, you know. But if you're in a committed relationship and you putting your status up there and it changes, then you got a problem. But, you know, if you're not and you're up there, that's the beauty about Facebook, because just like they said in the movie, you know, that's the number one question that guys and girls want to know about one another. Are you available?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And, you know, it don't even matter if you're with somebody. Mm-hmm. Are you available? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
That's all we really want to know is what's good.
And look, man, how can people get in contact with you, and how can people get a hold of this book? Because it's real good. Like I said, we didn't want to go with like the whole thing, but we really want to promote it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm definitely going to be promoting it throughout the whole summer, because this is actually a good read, man.
Appreciate that. Yeah, the Relationship Guidebook on Facebook. You can like the page on Amazon, the Relationship Guidebook. Everything is spelled the right way.
Uh-huh.
There's no does or DAs or none of that.
That's good, because do you think being African American,
right,
they automatically think
especially,
that you should,
especially
you see what I'm saying?
Especially with me being a rapper.
They think,
is the S a Z?
Yes.
Is the A a no?
Fifth Ave Boys.
Hey, shout out to U and them. Nah, U my boy.
But really, that's what a lot of people think. Oh, it's one of those ghetto type books, and you know,
not at all. I have, I had a great editor. You know, she actually is an adjunct professor here at Princeton University.
She did a very good job.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
She did a very good job.
Thank you. So she did a great job. Plus, you know, DeSher did his work.
Mm-hmm.
Remarkable job. Everything is spelled the right way for that purpose, because we didn't want an African-American book.
Thank you.
We wanted a universal book. We wanted
people. He's like the Barack Obama of relationships, because because you're not targeting just one particular race,
right?
Everybody can relate. Like you said, black, white, straight, homosexual.
Yeah, everything.
I mean, everybody can basically relate to this book, man.
yeah it's real. I mean, it's a $2.99 book, $2.99. It's on Amazon.
Can you do like the ebook type thing too?
Yeah, it's only an ebook right now. So you ain't got to worry. You can take it on, you know, get the Kindle. You can download the Kindle app on your phone. That's free. You could take the book on your phone, transfer it to your computer. You only got to buy it once.
Okay.
You know, you can always take it with you. If you out somewhere, you're not sure, you can take it out, read something right quick mm-hmm. while you're waiting. It's a good read, man.
Dope, man. Hey, you got any shout-outs? And I want to get Dasher up here so he can give his shout-outs, too.
Yeah,
man.
Of course. You know, shout-out my whole team. This is UE, at This Is UE on Twitter, thisisue.com. Of course, you know, you find me, ALA from UE on Twitter, The Real Alamaj, ALAMAJ, on Facebook.
Shout out to all my followers. My brand is definitely getting up. We in the tens of thousands on certain things right
and
now.
And you have Alamaz, the Heat Series.
Yes, the Heat Series 2 is out right now. Yeah, the Heat Series 2, Nothing Else Matters. iTunes, Amazon, you know, you'll come find me.
You're doing your thing, man.
I'm trying, man.
That's it. You want to give your shout-outs, man? Because he was your
co-author
of the book, too.
I mean, I was just really going to say the same thing. He was going to say this. He did.
All right, what's going on?
Go ahead. Get up to the mic.
Yeah. Amazon Kindle, the Relationship Guidebook, $2.99. You got an Amazon account? Fine. All you got to do is download the Kindle app for free on your Android,
on your iPhone.
On your PC, on your Mac. And basically, you know, we just want to thank everybody who supported being here. Dr. Cornell West, we thank you for the co-sign that you gave us for this book.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're doing big business, and that's all.
Hey, look, can you guys... You guys are going to come back during the summertime because I know you guys got a whole bunch of stuff going on. And plus, what I want to do right now, I want to get into one of your songs called Push It. Now, is that on?
Yeah, it's on. Yeah.
That's what's up. And how can people get a copy of this?
iTunes and Amazon and Dat Piff as well.
Look, man, I want to thank you for coming in, my man. Alamaz, my man, Dashir. The Relationship Guidebook is out right now. It's a good read. It's $2.99. You can get on Kindle and all, like the notebooks and all that. And it's not difficult. And we can all relate to it. I want to thank you guys for coming in, man.
All right, I appreciate the invite.